So when did you go out on your last walk?
I was leaving March 2 from Shehadit, and then we finish in the bush in the country, the name and the lake, in the Bay Shagamal, Pence Lake. That's where we stop, and then I was finish March 27, that day, finish walk. And then next day, 28, and then get ready to come home. And every time when I walk, I do like the flying. Always I want to come home with the skido because we want to see the place where we walk. Yeah, and I want to see how far we walk, and then I want to see my camp, how many camps we stop.
Yeah.
And just young children and a couple people and all my stuff sent on the plane. And get ready to come home next day, Saturday. First in the morning, when I finish, well, I was finished March 27th. And next morning, March 28th. And then I went up top to the underhill. My husband Francis, ashes. That's where we put ashes, in Pence Lake. Then that's where we went, all the people before he leave in Goose Bay. My grandchildren and my children and my people, that the people group walk with me. We went there, top on the hill, and then we prayed, thinking about my husband. We hold the hands, we stand up in a circle, and then we pray. That's what I did Saturday morning when I finished walk, March 28th. And then everybody, all my children, we pray together, and that's what I'm doing.
So who all followed you when you went out to your last final walk?
There was a lot of people. I don't know how many people. There was a lot of people, young people, and three white people, one man and two ladies from Halifax, and the other woman from Natoashish. She's nurse. We had a good time. But some people, he turned back home. She couldn't make it. Yeah, some people and young children. Mm-hmm. But some people finish walk with me.
So did you see any wildlife or anything during your walk?
Porcupine and partridge. Yeah, and there's no fish there where we walk. We walk in the woods. We walk to the marsh. We walk to the small lake. Yeah, that's what And then last year, 2014, and then I said, this is my last walk. And then 2015, I was thinking, I miss so much. It's very important what I'm doing. I'm very proud. I'm very happy what I'm doing. Teach the children, the young children in the bush, in the country, in Ojemit. That's what we call in the bush, in the country, in our name, Ojemit. Young children, she's very happy in Ojemit, and then I teach him, like I told the children, when I'm gone, do the same thing what I'm doing, and I don't want to get lost our culture. I teach the children, young children, because it's very, very important, both school and our culture, very, very important. And then I was thinking, I should walk one more. And then because I'm very proud of what I'm doing, I'm very happy. I was born in Ojemit, and then I was born in the tent. And then every time when I go to Ojemit in the country, that's my home. And every time when I stay in the tent, I'm thinking about this is how I was born in the tent. There was nobody there when I was born, no nothing, no nurse, no doctor, no women. My dad helped my mom when I was born.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happened. And I was thinking, I know, I said 2014, I finish work. And then I was thinking, after Christmas, I sat down in a quiet place when my grandchildren go to school and my house so quiet. And then I was thinking, I want to walk. I want to walk one more. And then I'm so happy. I'm very happy I made it again. I'm very proud, very happy. Yeah.
How old did you say you were?
I'm 70 years old now.
Yeah.
Soon I'm going to be May 15th. That's my birthday. I want to be 71. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't, I just couldn't believe it. I don't think anybody can do what I'm doing. Yeah, 70 years old, walk far, far away every day. Sometimes I walk 6 kilometers, sometimes 7 kilometers, and a couple miles every day. I'm very proud. And then just like when I walk, I said, I want to say goodbye where we walk. I want to say goodbye trees, mountains, lakes, marsh. It's so beautiful in the country, in Ochimit. Very, very, everything's so beautiful. Just like I want to say goodbye. Sometimes I wave my hand, and then when I leave into Penns Lake, and then I said goodbye. Goodbye, my husband. I'll be back again. I'll be back again if I go to Ochimit hunting like a mosquito or flying on the plane. Be back again. I just wave my hands like that when I leave in, and then I cry, just like I feel like I leave my husband in Ochimit. But always I'm thinking about him when I walk. I ask to help me, and then I think he look after me when I went to walk in Ochimit and Gantry, and everything's okay. Yeah, I got a little bit sore on my feet, just one right side, and I don't know what you call that, not my knee, not my toe, what you call that in the back, heel?
Heel, yeah.
Yeah, oh, my sore pain when I walk, just one my leg, sore pain sometimes when I sat down, have rest, cup of tea, and then when I stand up, oh, a lot of pain. And then I was thinking, I'm not going to sit down anymore. I just keep walking. And that's nothing problem. Only one thing. One my feet sore, my, what you call English, heel?
Yeah.
Yeah. So pain every time when I step. And then I was thinking, I got to keep walking. I'm thinking about my parents in the country when I was young, when I was walking in the bush in Gantry with my parents. And another thing, I was thinking about my parents. She never gave up when she had a hard time in the bush in Gantry. She never gave up. Always keep going. Now I'm going to do the same thing, and I won't give up. I just keep walking, and then I'm finished. I made it. Walk. I'm so happy, very, very proud. I'm very happy.
So how long was your walk?
I told you I was to start March 2 from Shehajit, and I finished March 27. And then we came home Shehajit March 29, driving a skido with my son, mm-hmm. and one my grandson and my son. Three of us. We had a cold, the weather was good, a sunny day, not too cold. So nice. We came home Shehajit March 29. Mm-hmm. And finish walking in the bush, in the country, in Penns Lake, March 27. I think almost 1 month. Thank you. I hope the people understand my English problem. I don't speak English very good.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, May.
Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye.